Grace to you and peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things. Amen. The gospel lesson for today is one that is very familiar to us. You are the light of the world. You are salt of the earth. These are amazing words that Jesus speaks. They're ones that I've certainly preached on hundreds of times and have heard sermons on a million times. But really, for the first time around this time, that word you stuck out for me. Jesus has gathered all of these people up on the mountainside. This is this continuation in Matthew 5 of the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus gathers them around, and then in the next little paragraph, Jesus also gathered the disciples around him as well. So we're not sure, because Greek is not very clear about this, it's all second person plural, you are the salt of the earth. We don't know for sure if Jesus is talking to the disciples or everyone. I think it's everyone. It's important because we are accustomed, of course, to thinking of Jesus as the light that's come into the world. You know, even throughout Isaiah, you will see this prediction, this kind of announcement that the Messiah will come and bring light. We're used to talking about Jesus as salt, as change, as transformation. But it's not what Jesus is talking about today. He looks us right in the eye and says, you are salt. You are light. It's certainly a message we need to hear in a world that constantly reminds us that we are not quite enough. Or that we're really not quite worthy to receive God's love, God's joy, unless you have the right moral background, unless you are a certain sexuality, unless you are a certain kind of person, then maybe you can be light. Or in the commercial world, a world that reminds us that we are not quite thin enough yet. No matter how thin you are. Or certainly, you're definitely not quite good looking enough yet. Or rich enough. Or powerful enough. Or on the one hand, you're not quite young enough. And on the other hand, you're not quite old enough. And if you're in the middle, they just say, okay, boomer. That's kind of stretching the top end of the middle, but that's okay. To all of that, Jesus says, you are light. You are light. You are salt. And then he will go on and he will say, look, you are salt. You are the salt of the world. You give it flavor. You give it everything. And if salt has lost its taste, it is no longer worth anything. And as we talked about in our text study, because it's no longer salt if it loses its flavor. When we stop being what God has made us to be, salt for the earth, then we're not good for anything. Or if we are in fact light, but we're spending all of our time under the bushel, there's still light there, but what good is it? No, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. And we put you on a lampstand and you provide light for the whole house to give glory to God. So in many ways, Jesus might have us ask this question. How are you light today? How are you salt today? What does it look like? And what gets in the way of you being those two things? I feel this particularly keenly because for my whole life, I have this weird relationship with light and dark. I'm fine when it's really light. I don't really like it when it's dark because I don't have any sense of balance and I tend to fall down, but I don't mind it so much. You know what drives me crazy? Twilight. I can't see in twilight. As a matter of fact, as the sun is going down, if I'm driving on a long distance, I'll usually switch with Jeannie because my eyesight just goes to during the twilight because it's not quite light and it's not quite dark. It's kind of what the world calls us, right? We really want you to be light, but you're not quite light, and well, you're not quite dark. You're just sort of in the middle. Lukewarm, thank you. To use the calorie scale instead of the lumos. Yeah, you're just sort of in the middle. But that's not what Jesus says. You are light. I wonder what that would look like. Isaiah addressed the people of Israel and said, look, and you have to, I was working a little bit with Juditha this morning. Isaiah is difficult to read because you're never quite sure who's talking in Isaiah. Because sometimes it's Isaiah, and sometimes it's God, and sometimes it's the people. And the one for this morning, Isaiah says to the people, shout out, don't hold back, lift up your voice like a trumpet. This is God then speaking to Isaiah, announce to my people their rebellion. And then it's this whole thing about the fast. And the people ask God, why do we fast and you don't see? Why do we humble ourselves and you don't notice? Look, God says, you serve your own interests on your fast day and you oppress all your workers. Look, you only fast to quarrel and fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. And then God says, is this the fast that I choose? Bow the head down, lie in sackcloth? Do you think that's what it is to be light, to be acceptable to the Lord? No. Is not the fast that I choose look like this? Does not light look like this? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and to bring the homeless poor into your house? Doesn't it look like that? Well, then Isaiah, God continues, then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and God will say, here I am. So in a world that tells you that you are twilight, which one of the kids in the first service thought I kept saying toilet. Being in perpetual toilet, and then they cracked up and I cracked up. It's horrible. The world tells us we're in perpetual twilight, not quite good, not quite bad, not really important, but in fact, God reminds us again and again through Jesus that we are in fact light. You individually, us as a community and as a church, as believers, we are light for the world. So what will your light look like? How will you be light today and each day? It's the question that maybe we can begin to ask ourselves anew and to drive back the twilight, drive back the forces that tell us that we are not light and that we can never be light. Jesus looks us right in the eye this morning and says to us, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You. Amen."